lots of headlines coming out of Glenwood this week with the Grand Avenue Bridge closing and collapsing. We knew it was going to close on Monday. We weren't sure. We didn't know it was going to collapse on, what was it, 2 days later, Wednesday?
Tuesday night.
Headlines were on Wednesday morning. And David, you went and grabbed that footage from the CMC webcam right off the bat, right? It was a camera that's right on it.
Yeah, it was interesting, you know, because you always want to find good video. A demo stuff is always fun, and especially when you know nobody gets hurt. And they had sent out a press release on, I think, Monday, right, Randy, that they were pointing it right above their office, right on Main Street. And once I saw the orientation from where Ryan had sent photos from, I was like, wait a minute, that camera's probably right on it. And so we were able to backtrack and find the timestamp and then eventually get it clipped so people don't have to lose track of it on the live stream. But the live stream is pretty cool. I was, you know, you think of live streams and the Eagle's Nest or whatever, but this one has actually, in the first day, I think it paid for itself. I think they spent $500 on that camera, and I can't imagine the clicks or at least the recognition. But, you know, it's another one of those things where it's good to have, you know, solid quality video in an interesting spot, and you can see how it all went down.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty good video, too.
It is, with no sound either, so I think it makes it even more dramatic.
Yeah.
My first reaction when I heard about it and read about it was after I found out that nobody was injured, I thought, wow, this might be good news. Maybe that's a shortcut for the demolition, and maybe they can cut some time off the project, but it doesn't sound like that's the case.
Well, if they hadn't clipped the rebar on one of the new bridge pillars, that might be the case.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They actually damaged some of the new bridge that they still are assessing.
So they don't know what the extent of any extensions might be. Is that correct?
No, they're crossing their fingers that it's fairly simple, but we don't know yet.
So they had a press conference on Wednesday, CDOT did, to kind of explain what happened. How much of the age of the bridge has to do with this?
I think that at least that's a consideration, if not an excuse. They had to take this apart, and one of the old concrete pillars crumpled while they were doing it, but I don't know that there's necessarily an owner's manual for taking apart a 1953 structure, and they had to. There were six girders in there in three pairs, and they were trying to pull out two of them at a time, and a concrete pillar crumpled, and all six of them came down at once. So, you know, there is Tom Newland, the CDOT contract PR guy. The spin on it is basically, hey, crap happens. It's an old bridge. So, and they say that the method they're going to use to take out the pillars over the interstate and over the river is different because of those considerations, but again, I'm not sure that there's an owner's manual, so it could prove to be tricky.
Well, imagine if that happened over the river and all that steel and concrete fell into the river. That might be a really
right.
big deal.
And so they're saying none did fall into the river, even though it's
they're
that
close?
They're
saying none did. That's right.
It crashed on the railroad tracks, which is on the banks of the river, so nothing.
Yeah, and you can see from the photos, they had netting up. There's another pillar structure of the old bridge that extends out just past the river. And they also had, and I didn't realize this at first, they also had some protective barriers over the railroad tracks. So from the initial pictures, it looked like there would be, you know, they'd have to inspect the tracks and there might be some repairs, but that was not the case.
Yeah, that was interesting. I thought the reporting made it sound like the railroad could have cared less about the whole incident, that it didn't disrupt them.
We did get a hold of Union Pacific. They did do an inspection, which I'm sure is federally required. The tracks were cleared for traffic by 11 o'clock Tuesday night, so just 3 hours after the incident.